It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, mypigradio.com. That is Confederate Railroad, Jesus, and Mama.
Those are the two things you need.
Absolutely. And what we also need is friends or guests from the community. Hey, by the way, it's 103.9985, mypigradio.com. The morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible, with three locations, Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown. And we do have a doubleheader going on today. We had Jennifer Lacefield earlier from the Randy Sam Shelter.
Yes, sir.
And now we've got a Marine and a Navy officer.
Sailor.
Sailor. Something.
That'll work.
I'm close.
A corpsman.
In case you didn't know, we did a Facebook earlier, and they came in, and Anna said, "The Marines are coming." I said, "Okay, toys for time." Okay.
So he does not.
And I saw the Marine
uniform.
Come in with the uniform, and I saw
so
uniforms
obvious.
Coming in, so I did not look at our Navy person, and I said he was a Marine. So I apologize for that.
It's okay.
She's a Navy mom,
so yes.
You got that wrong. He's a Navy. Okay. But anyway, Marines, Navy, they're all in here to talk about the Toys for Tots 2020 campaign.
Yes.
So if you would come to the microphone and introduce yourself and your rank and all that.
All that good stuff.
Well, first of all, thanks for just having us in here. My name is Sergeant Detoom. I'm the Toys for Tots coordinator here, and I'm the one with the Marine Corps.
Yeah, he's with the Marine Corps.
Semper Fi.
Navy.
And I am HM1 Groves. I am stationed with Sergeant Detoom here, and I'm his second in command for Toys for Tots this year.
Well, you know what? I don't care which service.
What branch.
Yep, which branch you're in. We appreciate your service to our country, no matter what you're doing in the military. And especially you guys helping out Toys for Tots, we say a big thank you.
Well, we appreciate your support. Really, it matters. Thank you.
All right. Now, talk about Toys for Tots. Now is definitely the time. If you're a business or a church or anything like that, and you haven't done so yet, you can host a box, as we say. So talk about that.
Right. So Toys for Tots, for those who don't know, is basically a charity where we focus on basically providing a Christmas for kids who may not have the opportunity without Toys for Tots. Last year, we were able to give over 4,000 kids 10,000 toys. And we're trying to break that record this year. One of the biggest ways, if you're interested in helping out with Toys for Tots, is to become a toy drop site. So basically, you can go online, Toys for Tots, Texarkana, just Google that up, where the first link that comes, and basically apply to be a toy drop site. And that basically means you just have a box there. And that's really cool. Even if you don't get a ton of toys, it gets the awareness out to people around you who don't normally think about Toys for Tots unless it's past Thanksgiving. But we're collecting toys long before that. So yeah, you can go on, apply to be a toy drop site, and that's a huge help.
That's great. That's
fantastic.
Great. So any organization or business that wants to do that, all they have to do is say, we want one.
Yeah, correct.
You'll get them one. And the more, the better. The more boxes we have, the better chance you have.
The more we
can
fill them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally
correct.
That's
just, that's that math, Anna.
Oh, that math.
The more boxes, the more toys.
All right.
You're a thinker today.
Boy, I'm sharp as a butter knife. But
you are.
Let's talk a bit on the other side of it. If there's somebody out there that wants to help out,
I
want to fill those boxes with toys. You're looking at 12 and under, so talk about that.
Yeah, so we service kids 12 to 0. So basically on every toy, it has an age on that toy. If it says 13 to 15, for instance, we can't give that for liability reasons to a kid who's...
It's just not age-appropriate.
Yeah, it's not age-appropriate, correct.
Right.
And so that's a big thing we see. It also has to be new and unwrapped. We don't want to give these kids used toys. We want to give them the best we possibly can.
Right.
So we ask that it just remains wrapped from the store where you bought it.
Right.
So yeah, those are the two big ticket items, correct. So,
all right. Deadlines are coming up because, you know, it's already November, 17th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so deadlines are coming up.
Coming up.
Deadline for wanting to have a box.
Right, so we're going to start picking up these toys. The window will be from the 7th through the 10th of December. So basically, if you want to apply for a toy box, you need to probably do it. I would do it just today. We'll get you those toy boxes.
Right, just get it done.
Yeah, just get it done, and then we'll start picking those toys up in that window. Now, if you want to apply for toys, if you would like, you know, to have Toys for Tots give you toys.
Because you're in need.
Correct. If you have that need, then the deadline is December 1st to apply. And we do that so we can get the correct numbers and make sure we have enough toys and basically all the age groups are covered.
All right. And for filling up the boxes, when are you going to be rounding those boxes up for the final time?
So, yeah, we'll be during that 7th through the 10th of December window, we're probably going to be rounding all those boxes up, like sorting the toys. And then when we give them out, it's going to be from the 12th through the 18th of December. But that depends on your personal address. If your address is, for instance, in Titus County or some other county, it may be different. Go to the Toys for Tots website and it has all the pickup dates and times and locations.
Breaks it down so it's convenient.
All right. We're going to continue talking about Toys for Tots, doing that in just a few minutes, and more of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig. 1039-985 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Millway Credit Union is our morning show sponsor because they're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible, and they are your local financial institution of choice, your friends. And speaking of friends from the community, we are so proud to have the representatives from the Marines and the Navy.
Yes, sir.
And to talk about the Marines Toys for Tots program that has been going on for years and years and years. Does anybody know how long it's been going on? You said it earlier.
Yeah. Thanks for having us again. And it's going on since 1947. That's when this started out, really.
That was a ways ago. That was before any of our time.
Right.
So it's been going on a long time.
It's been going on for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't do it earlier because we did it on Facebook, but give us a little background for you guys, where you're from originally, how you got into the service, why you chose
what
the service you're in.
You?
Well, yeah, there you go. The inspiration. Very good, Anna.
Well, I'm H. Mullen Groves. I've been in for just over 11 years.
He's the Navy guy, by the way.
I am the Navy guy. Uh-huh. Sailor.
He's a sailor.
And, I know. I'm just.
I joined out of Colorado Springs in 2009, and I had a family or mutual friend with the recruiter. And he knew a guy from work that I had worked with, and he's the only person I talked to about joining, and that's how it happened.
You didn't shop around like
I didn't
everybody
shop
else
around at all. I saw him one time in our school in his in his blues.
Yeah, like,
and I was
I'm
like,
doing
those,
that.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. Yep.
Sounds good. All right. How did you get what made you decide to go into the Marine Corps?
So Marine Corps, I've wanted to join since I was like sophomore in high school.
Okay.
I just made the determination that college wasn't for me, at least, just
the
at
traditional
that time.
Sense
yeah.
of college.
So I just wanted to go into the Marine Corps, serve my country, see what that was like. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just been an idea of serving and what I wanted to experience life from, like, this kind of unique point of angle, at least for a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like my inspiration in joining up.
And you said you're originally from Alabama.
Alabama.
He's a Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide.
All right. There you go. And people you're split on you either love them or you don't.
You don't
saying?
Even know anything.
It's
about.
Pretty
well,
intense, yeah.
Yeah. Or you got, or
there's
you and there's I a like handful it. Out there like Anna that, is that college
snacks?
Or pro? Football, baseball, what are we talking about? All right, talk about the reward that you get from being involved in Toys for Tots, because I know both of you probably thought, well, Toys for Tots, when you started out and you joined up, you didn't think you was going to be doing that, but it's a rewarding experience.
Yeah, it's a really cool way, and this is the first time I've been involved in such a large-scale community outreach program, and it's been really rewarding just to give back in multiple ways and serve our community and make that difference for kids who wouldn't have this Christmas. We can, in some way help to provide that. And so it's been personally rewarding to see the community come together. And it's been fun to see people rally behind this and to really provide and care for that need in other people's lives as well. Mm-hmm. It's been really fun, the whole experience.
And from your perspective?
The same answer as what he said.
he said it so nicely.
it was very elegant. 2020 has been pretty crazy for the majority of everybody.
Right.
And there's a lot of people out there that didn't even know we were doing Toys for Tots still this year. So being able to put it out into the community and giving those family members this kind of last push for being able to go online and to apply is extraordinary, and we really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yes, sir.
As I said before, we appreciate you being in the service to begin with, but
right.
This is a special special need and a special thing because kids, every child. Deserves to have something positive happen to them. And I know every case is different, but children out there that have to suffer because of the economic situation, that's worse
right.
because of the COVID thing, everybody wants to wake up on Christmas morning and have a happy moment. And
right.
and this gives it to them.
Escape the reality.
Yeah. So it's just a great thing you guys do. You hang around because we're going to kind of wrap it back up one more time. And y'all and Anna are going to play a game.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play a game.
We're going to play
on.
A game.
We're excited.
Yep.
It's on.
So we're going to do that. The competitiveness will be coming out. More of the best of most country is coming up next on The Pig. The Cadillac Ranch on The Pig. 1039-985 mypigradio.com. Chris Ledoux there. And it is time to play a game.
All right.
We've got Anna, the Navy mom. And we got the Navy and the Marines represented here. And the game today, by the way, is yes or BS. So I'm going to give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true or it's Barbara Streisand, as I call it, BS.
All right.
All right.
And here we go.
All right.
All right. A quarter of all men believe baseball exists in heaven.
That sounds so stupid, it'd be true.
I'd say yes.
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 The two men don't even throw in the...
Just a quarter? Is that all?
If you will build it, they will come.
Was that at least a quarter or just a quarter?
It just says a quarter.
Okay. Number two, in the 1931 movie, I guess this was the original Frankenstein.
Right.
Dr. Frankenstein had a crippled assistant named Igor, whatever you want to call him. Is that yes or BS? Did he have the assistant named Igor?
I don't think that's right.
Sure, why not? Yes.
Okay, we got two yeses and a BS. And you said a BS? Is that what you said?
I'm saying I don't think that's right.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I would have got this wrong. Anna is right. In the original, the assistant was not named Igor. It was Fritz.
Okay.
That doesn't sound as good, Fritz.
Igor sounds so much more, yeah.
Frankenstein.
Now, have either one of you guys watched the movie Young Frankenstein?
With Gene Wilder?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Great.
It was
great.
Good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah. Okay, I no longer think a lot of you.
All right. The next one is termites eat wood twice as fast if they're listening to heavy metal music.
Why would we know this? Okay, we're going to get some answer.
There are things out there that they'll play music with certain animals, and it's a thing, but I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Well, we're going to go with his answer, yes.
And that's a good guess, because yes.
Score!
Wouldn't you?
No, I slow down if you do.
Yeah, they do twice as fast because they're listening to heavy metal music. Let's see, the next one. The goose is the only bird that can swim, but not fly. Is that yes or BS? They can swim, but they cannot fly. They're the only bird.
BS.
Yeah. Because of the good old penguin swim, but not fly, and it's a bird.
Mm-hmm.
An ant's sense of smell is stronger than a dog's sense of smell.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, let's go with that. That's good.
Very good guess. Y'all are doing
real fast.
Y'all are doing very, very well. Let's see. Three more. A Hostess Twinkie is composed of 68% air. Is it 68% air? Hostess Twinkie.
Probably, because they're really fluffy.
They are fluffy.
They're really fluffy. I'm going to go with
yes. I'm going to say yes as well.
68% is yes.
Nice.
All right. Experts say that Thursday is the best day of the week to start a diet. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
He says yes.
No.
I'm going to say
BS. What do you say, Anna?
No, I'm going to say no. I would think like midweek would be better because then you have time to ramp up to that whole diet thing for the weekend and talk yourself not into breaking your diet.
Well, that's a... never mind. I was going to say that's a woman's way of figuring that answer out.
That was my whole way around that circle.
Well, actually, it is Wednesday, so whoever said BS was right. I think two of you did.
Both of you.
Okay, all right. And finally... When a survey asked high school students across America where the Great Lakes were located, 23% said they were located on the moon.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is yes. So we got to do a little more studying on our geography.
Let's get that program going.
All right. Once again, real quick, if you would. Tell us now if you, a business, organization, church, whatever, if you want to host a box for Toys for Tots, how do they do that and when do they need to do it?
Yeah, sure. So basically, you just type in Toys for Tots, Texarkana on just Google, or the first link that pops up, and then just click on Become a Toy Drop Site. And I'll just take you through a simple application, ask for your email and address, and we just do that so we can keep track of who's the toy drop sites and where they're at. And then we'll get you those boxes, whatever you want. We'll even come out and do a media event if that's what you would like to do, and it would be a huge help.
Yeah. So if you haven't done that yet, hurry up and do it because time's running out here. We're heading into Thanksgiving weekend next week.
Sure is.
So do that as quick as possible. If there's somebody out there that, you know, they're struggling, they know they're struggling, and they want help, what do they need to do?
Definitely. So basically, it's really similar to what I just said before. Just go Toys for Tots, Texarkana, except you're just going to click on Apply for Toys, and it'll just take you through a simple application. And once you get approved, it'll tell you where and when to go and pick up those toys.
And everybody else out there, just look for the toy boxes. You see them all over the various communities. Yep. Fill them up with toys for 12 and under. New unwrapped toys. And do that as quickly as you can to help out. Thank you guys once again so much for your service to our country, first off, and then for being so nice to help out Toys for Tots.
Well, thank you guys for your support. This stuff doesn't happen without people like you. So thank you.
Yep, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Come back again soon and help out Toys for Tots. Let's make it a great Christmas for everyone.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.